Hello?
Hi, sorry. I think we got disconnected.
Yeah, I pretended the call got dropped or something.
Okay. So while she was fed formula in the hospital, and then did she have any of the following symptoms after? Any green vomit, bloody stool, constipation?
Yes, she had bloody stool. She could not, they had to put like a little IV for her to eat her food, to drink the milk.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept having stomach pains and stuff like that.
Stomach pain. Did she have any constipation or green vomit?
Yes, ma'am. She had the bloody stool and constipation.
Wow. Do you have any of her medical records that could show the diagnosis?
No, ma'am. It's at the hospital. I don't know whether they released me that information or not.
Okay. And then as far as her treatment, did she have any other procedures, any laparotomy, assisted ventilation?
She did, like, x-ray. They did, like, the x-rays and all that stuff on her. And they draw blood and all that stuff.
Okay. X-ray. Did she take any antibiotics?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And when was the last time she was treated for any NEC-related issues?
The last day, the day she started being treated, or just the...
Or just the last time she was.
Trying to see. It's so long. It's been so long. I know they started the treatment on December 22nd of 15.
December 2nd? Okay.
22nd of 2015.
Okay.
The treatment date.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then do you remember the doctor's name?
Her doctor was Gabrielle Baldwin. Mid-age lady. I don't know much about her.
That was Gabrielle
Baldwin, Baldwin. She was a pediatrician.
Okay. Oh, Dr. Gabrielle Baldwin. Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case we can't get a hold of you or something unfortunate happens. Did you want to provide one?
No, ma'am, because I answer my phone at all times.
Okay.
If I give my mama a number, she's not going to answer. So I just keep my number.
Okay. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
All right. I have it
downloaded on my phone.
Oh, perfect. Then I'm going to send it over to you right now. You'll receive it as a text link and an email link.
Mm-hmm.
So whichever one's easier to open up.
Okay. Which one are you going to send first, the text link or the email? It really don't matter. Okay, I got the text link.
I sent both.
Okay. So the Dropbox, I just put my name or hire Arnika Marshall on behalf of McKenzie Tate?
Yes, it's going to be your signature. So once you press start, it should take you to that first box to sign.
Okay, it's my signature. Okay. And then hit adopt and sign?
Yes.
Okay. And then sign, it say draw your initials, so put my initials in there?
Yes.
Okay, then hit finish?
Yes.
Okay. I'm done signing it.
All right, let me make sure I received it. Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to send you another text as well, just from my direct line, in case you had any questions at all throughout this, you can reach out to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the attorney should be reaching out to you within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps. And if you haven't heard from them or anything, you can let me know and I'll give you a call back to transfer you.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Did you have any other questions before I let you go?
No, ma'am. Just ready to get this all resolved.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay. Well, then I hope it all goes well. Thank you so much for your time.
You too.
Have a good day.
You too. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.